Well, for more on this, I spoke earlier to Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, and began by asking him why there are separate systems.
Well, the simple reason for that is actually three DHBs, our three big public health units, already had their own system. And that's in contrast to the smaller ones that didn't have an electronic system and were using a manual system. So the ones we've brought on first to the national contact tracing solution are the ones that didn't have a system at all, and we've now got eight of them on that. And the ninth is Northland, that's working away on that this week, and their folk are training. So we're expecting them to come on within the next few days.
But is it a problem having two separate systems running if we're trying to have a gold standard and a system that can be ramped up quickly?
Well, at this point, the key thing is that we've got a single system that can pull all the data into one place. And the key thing for those three big public health units that had existing systems is that their ones need to be able to interface with the national solution, and that's a prerequisite. And the key thing as we move to decide whether or not they need to come onto a single national solution and when is, of course, the systems they've built up are interfaced with all their local hospital and primary care systems. So we want to make sure they're not losing any of the functionality they've built
up. Okay, but are you confident that if one DHB, for example, can't cope with a number of cases that it's dealing with and needs to spread it to another one, that you're not going to run into problems of having two different systems?
No, there won't be a problem there because the systems they have can provide, they need to be able to provide, and they're working to provide that data in the form that we need to interface with the national contact tracing solution. So, and also that they collect the data we need so that they've got the same fields. So I think, it's a huge step forward moving from what was for most public health units, no system or a manual system. We've got a national solution, and the big public health units that were the ones that already had databases are working to be able to interface with the national solution. So I don't think that's a problem.
What about the other concern raised was that if you need to train a whole lot more staff because there is an outbreak, and we might have to trace a big outbreak mentioned in the Viral report, up to 5,000, you would have to train people for two different systems.
Well, actually, the systems that are used in the three big public health units, their staff are trained to work on those, and they're boosting their own local capacity, and they will be trained to work on those. Obviously, the staff we've got that we can use nationally in the National Contact Tracing Service, and also who will be able to be trained on using the system that will be out there in nine public health units, yes, they'll all be trained on that system. But remembering that using the actual system and inputting the data is just a small part of the actual effort that goes into contact case and contact tracing. So, it's not a showstopper at all.
Okay. Would you have preferred though if everyone was on the same system, if we had just one system?
We're not ruling that out. What we are moving from, as I say, is a situation where most of our public health units did not have an electronic contact tracing solution. We've now got eight and shortly nine on that national solution, and we have the other three able to interface with that. That's a huge step forward. The next step thing we'll be looking at is whether and when those DHBs or public health units move on to the national solution. And I'll also be interested to see what the Contact Tracing Advisory Committee, chaired by Sir Brian Roche, says about this, because they've talked to a number of the public health units. So I'll be interested in their advice on this too.
Okay. Is this issue and some of the other targets that aren't being met, I know you're meeting your key target with contact tracing around the getting contact with people, but there are other targets that are not quite there in terms of testing within 48 hours of their symptoms. Is that a key reason why we are not moving to level one now?
Not at all, in fact. And just on that target about a test within 48 hours of symptoms, remembering that that's something that is very reliant on individuals, and that's why we're putting messages out all the time. If you have symptoms, seek advice early. So we aim to get that within 48 hours. That then gives us more time to do the testing and contact tracing. But the key things are the turnaround and the test to confirm whether someone's a case or not, and then getting contacts made within 48 hours and getting those isolated. But none of all those are in good shape, and none of them are preventing us moving to alert level one if that's what the government decides.
Okay, so why aren't we moving, given the cabinet paper that was leaked yesterday suggested it's been 33 days since the last case that was transmitted in the community, that we've met that threshold? If the contact tracing is good, what possible reason is there not to go now?
Well, the case and when the last case was is just one of the criteria we use. And, of course, our advice is one of the pieces of advice that Cabinet uses. What I should point out is that we've only been in the full alert level two, that is with group size up to 100, for less than 2 weeks to date. And so there is a number of factors that need to be considered. And as everyone knows, Cabinet's reconsidering that, and we'll be providing advice to inform that discussion on Monday.
Do you accept that it is 33 days since our last case of that was transmitted in the community? Is that the date for you?
So the date, the last case at the end of April was one where we found someone who worked at the border in Auckland who tested positive. We can't rule out that it was transmission in the community. There was a history of travel a few weeks earlier. But the key thing here is then that person only completed their isolation period on the 18th of May, which is not that long ago. So, again, these things are not, sort of a single factor. We take into account a range of factors.
So that is the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, there.